Yoma Per Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph 3:11. Since in the previous Mishnah we had mentioned certain families and personalities for praise, the Mishnah here rounds off with mentioning others who are mentioned for censure. The Mishnah says Ve'elu L'Ganai. The following people are actually mentioned in a depreciating way. Shel Beis Garmu. The first one is Beis Garmu. Lo Ratzu L'Lamed Al Ma'as Alechem Apanim. They didn't want to teach their technique for the baking of the lechem apanim, the showbreads which were kept all week on the shulchan inside the kodesh. So they had a special technique to make these rather cumbersome and extraordinarily shaped breads. You'll recall the lechem apanim are 10 tefachim long and 5 tefachim wide. They're very large, and they're folded up and over with like little four corners, like kind of horns that point out, and it's a tricky business to make them. And they didn't want to teach the technique of how to bake them and get them out the oven successfully. And the Chacham were concerned that if they didn't teach their technique, over time the technique would be lost, and therefore they wouldn't be able to make the lechem upon them properly. Yet Beis Garmu refused to teach their technique. And the Mishnah actually says, the Gemara actually says, that the Chacham actually kicked them out. They said, if you're not going to share, we're going to get someone else to do it. And they stopped paying them their rather handsome fee that they were receiving, and the Chacham brought in experts, bakers from Alexandria in Egypt, which is sort of like the great metropolis of the world at that time. And unfortunately, even those great experts from Alexandria weren't able to successfully get these unusually shaped loaves out of the oven, so they were baking them out of an oven, and then they were going moldy. Anyways, because that just wasn't successful, ultimately, the Chacham had to go and rehire Beis Garmu all over again, and Beis Garmu remarkably refused to come unless their wage was doubled, which is certainly not great. So they're mentioned here as for censure. Second of all, we have Shel Beis Avtinas, Lo Ratz Lamed Al Ma'asa HaKtores. Beis Avtinas, they had a technique on how to make the incense, the Ketores, in the Beis HaMikdash. They had a special technique by using ingredients called mala ashan, which made the smoke go directly up, like stick straight up in the air, and they refused to share exactly the identity of their special ingredient. And again, the Chacham were concerned it would get lost, and then no one would be able to do it, but they refused to teach it. They were dismissed from their position. Chacham brought in other experts, again from Alexandria, but the Alexandrian experts, spice makers, couldn't make the incense rise straight up, unfortunately, went to the sides. Ultimately, they brought back in the Avtinas family to redo it. But again, they also refused to come unless their wage was doubled. Once again, not a great situation, and mentioned here for censure. Third of all, you have Hugros ben Levi, Haya Yodea Perek Bashir Velo Ratz Lelamed. This fellow Hugros ben Levi, he had a special technique for making one's voice extra pleasing, and he was like the choir master over there in the Beis HaMikdash. But he wouldn't teach his techniques on how to make it. He had certain techniques with using his like thumb and his mouth and fingers on his lips and whatever he used to do. But he wouldn't share them, those techniques, unfortunately. And therefore, again, mentioned here in a deprecating way. And finally, Ben Kamtzar, Lo Ratzel Lamed Al Ma'asa Ksav. Ben Kamtzar didn't want to teach his special technique regarding writing. What Ben Kamtzar could do was take four quills between his five fingers and kind of attach them, and write simultaneously all four of the letters of the Shem Hashem, Yud and a Hey and a Vav and a Hey, simultaneously. And the Chum thought that was better than just a neat party trick. It also had the decided advantage of eliminating the possibility of someone talking in the middle of writing the Shem Hashem, which is forbidden, is a forbidden hefsek, an interruption. And also they thought that it's that much less of a ganai, a disgrace for Hashem's name to be incomplete. We don't want that. So therefore, he had a great technique, which they wished he would share with others, but he didn't want to. Al harishonim ne'emar zecher tzadik levracha. On the first ones, and the Bartanura and most learned were talking about of the previous Mishnah, those people who were mentioned for praise, what they did, we say zecher tzadik levracha, the memory of the righteous is a blessing. Val Elu, and on the latter ones, which most Mefarshim understand refers to those of this Mishnah, who are mentioned for, you know, in a deprecating way, V'shem Rishaim Yirkav, the name of the wicked shall rot, meaning that their memory should be lost. So that's that. There are those who learn that ultimately that base of Tinas and base Garmu actually are from the Tzaddikim ultimately, and shouldn't have been called out, who they're actually righteous people, and just these last two individuals who refuse to teach techniques about singing and writing, that is another pshat in the Mishnah. And with that, we finish the third parak, and position of the fourth parak, we return back to the topic of the activities of a day of Yom Kippur.